This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Recapped a lot of the basketball. Hour one, Reggie Miller will join us in the final hour. We'll talk to the former number two overall pick, 1998, Ryan Leaf. He will join us coming up here in the Man Cave as we have draft week here. I'm wondering how many quarterbacks should be taken in the first round. Not how many will, because I think you're going to have five. But how many should? Because is Houston going to take Will Levis? Where does C.J. Stroud go? Anthony Richardson, Hendon Hooker, and obviously Bryce Young. It's a different NFL because you want to get in, get that rookie contract, build around it, and then you make that decision. Do you stay with that quarterback for a second contract? That's the blueprint right now. You have Seattle is going to be an interesting pick at number five because you have a quarterback you just re-signed. Could you take Anthony Richardson? And if you're taking Anthony Richardson, he's not ready to play right now, but is he going to be ready in a year or two? Here's something for you. Anthony Richardson, touchdown passes that he threw in college, 24. C.J. Stroud threw 85. Now, C.J. Stroud throwing to those receivers and a better team should be throwing more touchdowns. Anthony Richardson, with not a big sample size, makes me nervous here. But it's a new NFL. You take a chance. This guy has a big ceiling, high ceiling, and that's what, you know, people are fascinated with this. And by all accounts, seems to be a good kid, you know, high IQ, like all these things. Seems like he checks the boxes. But why did he struggle to start there at Florida? If it wasn't a good team and you didn't start, it's like Will Levis at Penn State. Who was it? Clifford? Was he the quarterback at Penn State?
Sean Clifford, yep.
Yeah, he couldn't beat out him for 3 years. Went to Kentucky and then had a good year and then not so good year. And here he could be the second pick overall. Hendon Hooker, who I loved, but he's 25 coming off ACL. He's going to be in the first round. I feel like the Vikings are going to take him. Bryce Young, we know. C.J. Stroud. Is C.J. Stroud going to be there for Indy? So this is what I love about draft week, when there's still a lot of curiosity. And if you throw in, does Aaron Rodgers finally get traded after the first round? That's what I was told a while ago. That they're going to wait because you don't want to give up that first-round pick that's, what, 13th, I think, to Green Bay, that you want to make the trade after the first round. Then you give them a second-round pick and maybe a first-round that hinges on does Aaron Rodgers play next year. That's what I was told. Maybe he's traded before the draft. They've started resuming their talks. There's still the possibility, in quotation marks, the 49ers might be interested. If this doesn't work out, what if the Jets say we're not going to give you what you want for Aaron Rodgers? Now what kind of leverage do the Packers have? Do the Packers then say to the 49ers, hey, now if they didn't have Jordan Love, they could say, hey, we'll trade you. We'll take Trey Lance How about that? We'll swap you there. But there's still that possibility, at least whispers, maybe even an offer, a framework of an offer by the Niners if it doesn't work out with the Jets. But it's been 40 days since Aaron Rodgers declared his love for the Jets. Long time. Is anybody caving in? Anybody softening? It's a game of tug of war. But Green Bay still holding out, probably for at least a first-round draft pick this year, because you want help this year. You don't want to wait next year, because chances are Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets. They're going to be better than they were this past year. So the draft pick is not going to be as inviting. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. We stumbled upon where are the great buddy movies nowadays. This is a tweet from Brian. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. Come on, DP. You're Sanders' boy, and you dropped the ball here. All right. That's not a new movie. How about Wedding Crashers? How old is Wedding Crashers? Is that 18 years old?
Yeah. Anything from the past decade.
Trading Places, Cannonball Run. No, I'm talking about, are there any new buddy movies?
I think Kevin Hart and The Rock got to have a lock on the current buddy movie franchise.
How about a good buddy movie? New one. Yeah, Paulie.
I didn't see it, but did Seth Rogen and Barbara Streisand do a movie together, or am I on drugs here? Didn't Seth Rogen do a movie with Barbara Streisand where they traveled the country? I thought I saw a promo for that.
But I don't know if you could bring that up as a buddy movie if, A, you didn't see it, and, B, you're not even sure if it happened. I'm sorry,
was
Paul.
I taking something and I thought there was a promo for that movie?
And you don't do drugs, so I can't blame it on that.
I see a movie called The Guilt Trip. It's from 2012.
It has Trip in the name.
Seth Rogen, Barbara Streisand, Adam Scott, Colin Hanks.
Okay.
The Guilt Trip is a 2002 American road comedy with Barbara Streisand and Seth Rogen. Not on drugs. It actually happened.
Was it 2012 or 2002?
2012.
Okay.
That was definitely a movie written while on drugs, though. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Hey, I got this idea.
Yeah.
And then, Seth, you're going to be with Barbara Streisand. And then you'd get that laugh from him. Yeah, I missed that one. New buddy movies. Doesn't it go in waves where it'd be like, okay, action heroes, and then there's going to be cowboys, westerns, and then there's going to be something in space, and then there'll be a buddy movie or two. Yeah, Paul.
I remember seeing an interview with Steve Martin, the great comedian actor. Remember when there was a bunch of mafia movies right after Goodfellas? Everyone wanted a mafia movie. Yeah. They said, we have to make one. What was that one? He was in a mafia movie comedy. It's like he's out in Arizona in witness protection. Bill. I'm never going to remember it. It's not a bad movie because Steve Martin's fantastic at everything. But he even said, they were throwing around mafia movies to anybody who wanted them.
But is it a good movie if we don't know the name of it? If you said, it's not a bad movie. I do remember. Yes, Todd.
My Blue Heaven.
Is oh, there you go.
1990.
Yeah. Once again, long time ago.
In the supermarket. One scene.
Yeah, good movie.
What's poll question for hour two, Seton O'Connor?
Let me update you on hour one, Dan, because this is a great poll question. Ryan Garcia and Tank Davis exchanging phone numbers after their boxing match was soft or sportsmanship? Soft. Right now, we got a 55-45 going. That's a great poll question. Who had the worst weekend?
Can you punch your friend in the face?
Definitely.
Okay. Well, that's I guess, what happened. Well, there was a body blow that ended that fight in the
couldn't even tell what happened either. Like I keep looking for an angle to see when he actually got punched, but they're in so close together, you can't really tell.
Those body blows, man, they take a toll. It's like when you watch and you go, oh, when somebody hits somebody in the face and you're like, whoa, those body blows add up. And then you get to the later rounds and then that's when somebody's, defenses start to drop a little bit. And then they drop after that.
I mean, Rocky, right?
Yeah.
He proved it with Drago.
Yeah, yes. I must break you.
You'll be lose.
You
Apollo Creed, all those rib shots.
Yeah.
Can take
it. Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
It's about to be an exhibition.
No.
Throw the damn towel.
You know why that movie's great? They get right into it. There's no wasted scenes. You get right into it. Drago's a thing. Apollo dies. And then Rocky's on a flight to Russia. Next scene.
Yeah.
All right, let's run it back. It's a great movie.
The new poll question is...
Who had the worst weekend, Dan? We kind of need to populate this a little bit.
Okay, how about DeJounte Murray? He bumped an official. I have to tell people, he's Atlanta Hawks. And by the way, he's a good player, but he's going to get suspended, I think.
He's going to get sat down.
Yeah. Villain Brooks, I'm calling him, not Dylan. He's Villain Brooks. Even though he doesn't want to embrace that, he did not have a good weekend. Here's one for you. Over under LeBron James points for tonight. Grizzlies getting 4.5 against the Lakers. What do you think the over under is? Since everybody thought LeBron was going for at least 40 last game. That's not how he plays.
His whole legacy was...
Yeah, I know. His legacy was on the line, and he let you down.
And he allowed somebody to hit him in the balls.
I don't know.
In the legacy game.
He did not allow them to.
Looks like
invited.
He invited that contact.
He put him out there. He baited. He baited Dylan Brooks.
He dribbled the ball right behind him right there, knowing Dylan Brooks would lean.
Classic move.
He invited that contact.
And by the way, Villain Brooks is blaming us, the media.
I've been dealing with this 2 years now. It is what it is. The fans could talk whatever they want to. It doesn't matter to me.
When you say you've been dealing with this for the past few years, what is this? What do you mean by that?
The media making me a villain. The fans making me a villain. And then that just creates a whole different persona on me. So now you think I intended to hit LeBron James in the nuts. I'm playing basketball, a basketball player.
Okay. But these are two separate things. You're having a pity party because you wanted attention, got attention. All the attention going into this game, and then LeBron gets hit. Okay. There's other things that have factored into Dylan Brooks being a villain. Because he wanted to be. He wants to be noticed. Hey, I can get 18 and nobody cares. Well, I can get 15 and then I can have 18 technicals this year. I can get in LeBron's ear. I'm making the highlights. People talking about me. When I'm getting 18, nobody cared. You got what you wanted. Embrace it. You didn't talk to the media after the previous game, which was soft. All right? You want media attention? What? What was wrong with meeting with the media afterwards? Embrace it. Be a villain. Draymond Green does. It's not like he's going, hey, I blame you guys because I'm getting these calls against me. He knows that. And you're going to be focused on. There's going to be a camera on you now. That's how it works. I'll give you a clue here, Dylan. In TV, we want to make good TV. It's content. You might make good content with LeBron every time down the floor. Do you whisper to him? Do you say something to him? Do you nudge him? Does he hit you? Don't complain about it. You ask for it. TV and you are in this together. But embrace it. Don't run away from it. If you truly are that guy and want to be that guy, then go wire to wire with it. If not, go back to 18-7. All right? Because then nobody's going to notice you. There's a lot of guys in the NBA can give you 18 points a night. Your character. Good player, but a character. It's like Draymond Green. Good player, character. And then the NBA is littered with that. But a lot of those guys haven't been able to be good players. Consistent. I mean, Patrick Beverley is not a good player. But he's a villain. Lance Stephenson. Yeah, he's had moments. But what's he known for? Blowing in LeBron's ear. Here's LeBron James after the game.
This is not my first rodeo. I've had this throughout my career with, you know, certain individuals. It's easy. It's literally easy if you want to. We won tonight. Let me not start. I don't want to start this. It's a lot to. Let me just. We won. You had a hell of a game, my boy. Yes, yes, you had a hell of a game. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this.
So do we have any more basketball questions, not trash talk questions?
No, don't fall prey to it. Don't let him bait you, LeBron. Just say, we won. That's the most important thing. This isn't a one-on-one battle with Dylan Brooks. He does what he needs to do for his team. I did what I needed to do for my team. Do I care if he gets suspended? That's up to the league. Don't lower yourself to that. You're one of the three greatest players of all time. Two greatest players. You might be the greatest player of all time. When the history of the NBA, when we look back 30 years from now, nobody's going to be going, hey, remember Dillon Brooks? And not going to happen. Yeah, Marv.
We're going to remember Dillon Brooks like we remember Reuben Patterson.
Wow. Because he punched a horse?
Well, no, because they called him the Kobe stopper.
For like a week and a half.
Yeah. Well, remember Gerald Wilkins? He was the Jordan stopper.
Did the Knicks sign him specifically for that reason?
No. That's not a good signing if that's the case. Didn't Reuben Patterson in college punch a horse?
During a game?
No, not during a game. No, no. I think this was after a game in downtown Cincinnati or on campus or something, if memory serves me correctly.
Yeah, they call him the horse puncherer.
Oh, Todd's here today.
The horse whisperer.
Horse puncherer.
I'm looking hard. I cannot find a story of Reuben Patterson punching a horse in college. And that's an interesting thing to put in your search, by the way.
Who punched a horse and they played at Cincinnati?
Oh, not Melvin Levitt.
No. I don't want to indict everybody who played at Cincinnati. Didn't Reuben Patterson play for like the Seattle Supersonics or somebody like that?
The Blazers?
Yes, Todd.
Looking at a Danny Fortson story.
Danny Fortson punched the horse.
His most notorious confrontation with police occurred while in college when he was accused of slugging a police horse.
Okay, my bad.
He and Cincinnati star Danny Fortson, who was arrested with him on allegations of drunkenness.
He claims self-defense. Can you imagine that? The horse started talking.
That's horse bleep. Yes, Todd.
Danny Fortson was with Art Long, who may have been the actual one who did the punching. They were together, drunk and acting up.
Okay.
And now I'm seeing some of that Art Long threw the punch, and Danny Fortson was with him.
Okay. I want to apologize to Reuben Patterson and the entire Patterson family, and maybe Danny Fortson as well, and Melvin Levitt, and anybody who played for Bob Huggins.
Sorry, Steve Logan.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
This story says Long allegedly punched the horse 4 times in its neck during a May encounter with police officers in a shopping area near the Cincinnati campus.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Well, it was a Cincinnati basketball player.
You want some more of this?
Second neck punch.
You want some more of this, Trigger?
Yeah.
There's more where that came from.
You punched a horse.
That seems unnecessary.
It does. It does. I mean, I don't know what the horse did to him.
Not available for interviews, I heard the horse. Not talk to the media.
No, refused to. Yeah. Didn't want to because the media has made the horse out to be the villain. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Bucks Heat, Grizzlies Lakers. Is Giannis playing tonight? I got the Bucks. They're favored by 5.5. DraftKings doesn't have anything for over-under for the Greek Freak. The over-under for LeBron James is 27.5 for tonight. Anybody want a piece of that? No? Seton, you want to go over with LeBron James?
Maybe. You know, they wouldn't let me put a full $100 down.
Why?
They'd only let me do $50. I think because we moved the line so much that by talking about it.
Did we?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. So my bet had to get approved, and they got approved for $50, so I only lost $50.
Oh, all right.
Still got 50 in the hopper, though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
50 in the chamber.
And I'm ready to put it all in.
50 in the chamber with LeBron over under tonight?
Oh, man, I really should.
Okay, would you go over 27.5?
But this isn't a legacy game anymore.
No, it's not. LeBron missed his opportunity for his Jordan game.
Opportunity to cement his legacy.
He might have to get food poisoning, I think, to come back from this, in your mind.
Dang it.
All right, we'll take a break. Ryan Leaf set to join us here in the Man Cave. How many quarterbacks should be taken in the first round? Not will be, but should be. And is C.J. Stroud? There's a lot of people carrying C.J. Stroud's water lately. Have you noticed that? A lot of them. A lot of media people. I don't know what their relationship is to C.J. Stroud and his management, but does feel like...
That seemed like a veiled commentary there.
Well, no, it just feels like there's a lot of people rushing to protect him. This is after Brady Quinn was just saying, hey, this is... If he is dropping, this is what I'm hearing, could be those possibilities. People jumped all over Brady Quinn, even though he said he should be the second quarterback taken in the draft. But Just feels like those who were coming to his defense seemed to be carrying his water for him. Good quarterback. Is he a great quarterback? We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com. Make sure you take me up on this opportunity. And apparently a lot of people have, because GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC. The ERC is the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. If you own a small business, you know the value of time. This is going to take you less than 8 minutes. Go to GetRefunds.com. See if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. GetRefunds doesn't take any money up front. There's no charge up front. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. A lot of businesses believe that they didn't or won't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information. Don't let the opportunity pass you by. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Your business might be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain. See if you qualify. Go to GetRefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Reggie Miller in an hour from now. Good to talk to him. At least publicly. I talked to him privately and text him. Ryan Leaf, ESPN college football NFL analyst and works for Westwood One. He's busy. Second overall pick by the Chargers back in the 1998 draft. And also the CEO of Ram Consultant Incorporated, college and NFL analyst. You got a lot of things going on. And your podcast, Bust, the Ryan Leaf story. Let me start here because it feels like there's a feud that's been going on with you and the former GM of the Colts, Bill Polian, for a long, long time. Now, how did it start, and why are we still talking about the 1998 draft?
Well, it's the 25th anniversary, so it's been a quarter century. And so people were talking about it a lot, and he went on a podcast for the 33rd team. It's a bunch of former GMs and coaches and things like that talk about what's going on in the NFL and relive the draft story from 25 years ago. And unfortunately, there's been a story that has been out there for a long, long time that when I was asked what I would do after I was drafted, my response to the Colts at the time was that when they asked, when can you be in the facility? Can you be in, you could be there a week afterwards. And my response apparently was, I can't be there. Me and my boys have a trip to Vegas for 7 to 10 days.
Is that true?
No, I've never spoken. I had never spoken to Bill Polian. I'd never spoken to Bruce Arians. I'd never spoken to Jim Mora Sr. I missed my meeting at the combine because of an MRI. It became a big deal. And then at my pro day, I didn't speak with any of them. I just went out and balled and spent most of my time with the Chiefs and the Chargers that day with June Jones.
Did you not want to go to the Colts?
I didn't care.
But did you want to go to the Chargers?
Didn't care. Either one for me was fine. I wasn't pushing for either. Lee Steinberg, in his book, pushed a narrative that we weren't interested in going to Indianapolis.
But I thought you told us years ago that you sort of tanked your interview with the Colts. Bailed on them?
That was Lee. I had an MRI with the Chicago Bears. Okay. And so I missed the meeting, assumed that we would just do it again the next morning. But Jim Moore Sr. Threw a big fit in the media, and it was a big story. And I was just like, this is absurd.
Okay, but is your agent responsible for this?
Yes.
Or is Bill Polian?
No, my agent is. I found out a few things over the last week. Bill Polian and I talked this week after I got after him a little bit.
Oh, he called you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we wanted to have a conversation.
Apologies?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that my wife and I were in the car. We just dropped the kid off at school when he called, so she was with me in the drive. She loves to just type on notes, things I should say, and she shows it to me as I drive.
Okay.
But yeah, I thought it was good. Adults had a conversation. I was, I think the biggest thing is I didn't think I was worthwhile enough for the longest time to have my own back. I had a chance in Houston at the Houston Super Bowl. McLovin and I and our wives were at Lee Steinberg's party, and I'm at the urinal, and up walks next to me is Bruce Arians. And I remember thinking in my mind at the time, I'm like, this is a perfect time to confront him.
In the urinal.
Yeah. I didn't say anything. It was like, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years out of prison, and I just still felt kind of a POS. And so I just didn't have the backbone to do it. I have a little more resolve right now. I like who I see in the mirror. So last week, I just said I was fed up with it. I'm tired of the revisionist history. This could never have happened. We never met. So I let it be known. And I think there was a really good response from it. And I think it made me, it made me feel better about myself and finally sticking up for myself.
Yeah, because it does feel like that everybody in the Colts war room wanted to take Peyton Manning and not you. And that's not the case.
No.
No, that I was told that they had, it might have been split because you had more talent than Peyton. You, in my opinion, you had more ability than Peyton. You had more mobility. You didn't have the approach that he had, and that's what's made him one of the great quarterbacks of all time.
I did have the approach. I watched film like crazy. I loved practice. I did all the things. I just was unprepared for how money was going to change me. You cannot quantify. Okay. You can't quantify that variable at any point. Now, I do think that's changing with NIL. I think you're going to start to get an understanding from some of these guys when they make millions of dollars while in college.
But how did money change you?
The idea that success was money, power, and prestige. I don't know where that was taught to me. It wasn't from my father. It wasn't from where I grew up. But it was that made me more important than you. And I didn't have to listen to anybody.
So you didn't have to lower yourself to a reporter asking you a question.
Right. I was rich and famous, and I played football.
If you had gone to a different franchise, any better?
No.
Oh, you were who you were, and money was going to change you.
Money And the other variable you can't quantify, and for me, we couldn't, how was I going to deal with failure at the very highest level? What if I would have led the league in interceptions my rookie year, like Peyton did? How would I have dealt with that? Probably horribly, because yes. I saw that as failure.
Yes.
So those were the two things. Now, if I went to Indianapolis with Marshall Faulk and Marvin Harrison, may have my character defects been, let's say,
disguised,
not seen for a little while longer. But geographic change for somebody like me, it doesn't matter. No matter where I go, there I am. And so if I'm the problem, I have to fix me before any of it can be realized in a positive way. So I don't like the revisionist history around my talent, my approach.
Okay.
I think the things that need to be talked about was the idea that everything was going to be easy, like I thought it had been in college and in high school, which it wasn't. I worked my tail off, but I just in my mind thought I could just go out and do what I did my whole life.
And but I always say this, and this comes from a source who's a scout, who said, I always want to see the series after you threw an interception. Like, that tells me more about you than I'm going to stand back there behind a great offensive line, great wide receivers, and I'm just going to throw touchdown passes. I want to see when you fail and you respond. That tells him a lot about, and he's scouting for AFC teams right now. But looking at this draft, I'm not sure about Anthony Richardson. Talent, but he wasn't talent enough to dominate in college.
Nope.
C.J. Stroud, it's hard to assess an Ohio State quarterback. These are the best wide receivers. They have a better wide receiving core than a few NFL teams.
Yes, they do.
Will Levis couldn't start at Penn State. Hendon Hooker's 25 coming off ACL. I mean, how many quarterbacks should be drafted in the first round? Not will be, but should be.
I only have two first-round grades on quarterbacks in this class.
Okay.
And that's Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. I have a...
Are they close?
I think so, yes. I, for the longest time, saw him as the first overall pick to Carolina, just because of his size, because of his accuracy, all
is
the things.
Is he falling?
He is. I think in the eyes of a lot of the media, I had a call with somebody pretty close to the Carolina Panthers this last week, and you know, the S2 test, you know, threw a wrench into
now
the
explain
conversation.
That. Now this is for quarterbacks?
Yeah, it's so the Wonderlic was an all-encompassing test that was taken by everybody for the longest time at the combine. They've because of new data and new ways to do different things. This was more of a reactive test.
In real time.
And scores got leaked last week. And C.J. Stroud's score was not.
But explain to me how this, you know, since we'll never be in that room, what's it look like when you go into the room to take this test?
It's almost like a whack-a-mole. You know, you it pops up, you hit it, right?
So but it's all visual.
It's there, you're standing, there's the red light, there's boom, your reaction is peripheral, okay?
So this is red light, green light type
of things and reactionary okay. to things, stimuli. When something does this, how do you react to that? Safety drops down to the strong side. You wheel back and throw a backside eight cut for the post, things like that. San Diego had me do something very similar. It wasn't called the S2 at the time when I went down there for really a kind of a cognitive reactionary drill, and I killed it. Like the peripheral for me was really good. Our Wonderlic test, Peyton and I were identical. So again, it's all these things. I don't know if I put a ton of stock in it. He sure looked good reactionary while he was at Ohio State, you know, throwing touchdowns. And so I like him a lot. I think that he can be a good pro quarterback. I thought with him having Frank Reich, Josh McNown, and Jim Caldwell in place, I thought that was a really good fit for him. I think it will be for Bryce Young, too. I suspect both of them will be the first two quarterbacks.
But do teams, let's say the Colts, who would leak this? Because we know, you know, strategy leading up to the draft, and there's stuff that comes out, and like Will Levis, you know, his side of things, the Colts side of things. Like, I don't discount anybody in a situation like this. Like, why did this get out? Why is it getting out now? And who's it benefit?
Well, I think there could have been some blowback from Carolina folks if they didn't take C.J. Stroud. I really do. And so this may be a way for them to, you know.
Oh, they're validating their pick by saying this is why we didn't take C.J.?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do think that has something to do with it. And I also think there was some of that involved with what the Colts strategy was for me. I think a lot of people may have been upset if they didn't draft me first overall. Well, hey, here's all the stories we got for you. You know, this is why we didn't do it. And there was never really a chance. I think Jim Irsay really, I think he really wanted me. And we probably understand why. We're both very impulsive individuals. And so that makes a little more sense 25 years later. And him and I've had a conversation about it. I asked him the question. I was hosting Rich Eisen show one time, and I had Jim on, and I asked him the question, how close was I to being a Colt? And he was, he said, I talked to a guy that I trusted immensely in the NFL, who had been in the NFL for a long time, and he flat out told me, you can't pass on this Leaf kid. And I said, well, good thing you didn't listen to him. So I do think there's something to that. I think there's leverage. I think there's understanding about winning the PR battle. I do think now that I put my mock out a week ago when I had C.J. Stroud as the number one overall pick, and then Houston making a couple moves to try to get the second and third pick. I think that changes now, of course. I do think Bryce Young goes number one overall.
Yeah, Anthony Richardson, once again, got a lot of ability. Will Levis looks like a guy who's going to play a quarterback in a movie. Hendon Hooker I like a lot, but he's 25 coming off ACL.
Yep.
I'm just trying to figure this out, that Bryce Young, he's small. I just want to know if you can play.
I think that the two guys at the top have showed that they can play. And I think Hendon Hooker has shown he can play. Yeah. Four interceptions in the last 2 years. Guy is accurate. Some people have questions because of what Josh Heupel's offense is like in terms of how it translates to the next level.
I had somebody who said that Heupel put him in a position to succeed.
Well, I would hope so.
I know, but right? That was... once again, you got like Baker Mayfield when he's at Oklahoma. Hey, Lincoln Riley put him in a position to succeed.
What does that even mean? Wouldn't you do that as a head coach?
No, but then can he succeed on his own when he doesn't have Lincoln Riley or when you don't have Josh Heupel? When you go into the NFL, and let's say you have a head coach who's defensive-minded, not offensive-minded. Yeah. So,
I mean, there's so many variables that go into a successful NFL quarterback. The right spot, the right coach, the right... personnel, how do you deal with failure, all these things. And I do not think that the organizations actually take as much accountability as they should when they label a guy a bust. Let's say Anthony Richardson goes to the Colts and they want to hold him. They want to keep him on the bench, let him learn, but Gardner Minshew struggles. The town starts clamoring for him to come in. He comes in, pulls a Malik Willis, doesn't look like he's prepared, ready to go. All of a sudden that disappears, and now because of the rookie salary cap, Indianapolis is back in the market a year from now, looking at Caleb Williams or Michael Penix Jr. or Drake May, and everybody's just like, Anthony Richardson the bust. Well, guess what? Anthony Richardson probably shouldn't be drafted in the first round. In fact, I have a third-round grade on him. So if that's the case, you're doing him a disservice unless you have a plan ready for him. And I don't know if anybody else out there at all is advocating for something like this. Maybe it's because I went through what I went through. But I don't want to see anybody else fail. I don't want to see them be...
Well, he could go to Seattle and sit for 2 years.
You think?
Well,
you better have a plan in place. It better be executed rock solid when you draft him. If you're wishy-washy with it, then that's on you.
Yeah. Caleb Williams, if he came out this year,
would be the number one overall draft pick. And I do think Michael Penix Jr. would be the number two overall pick.
The Washington quarterback who transferred from Indy.
I really think he has a chance to be the best Pac-12 quarterback next year and be the Heisman Trophy winner if he has the season he had last year. Led the nation in passing. He's got his receivers back.
Wow.
This is going to be an unbelievable Pac-12 season in terms of quarterback play. I mean, you have Bo Nix. You have DJU at Oregon State under Jonathan Smith. You have Caleb Williams. You have Cam Rising when he comes back.
Yeah.
Michael Penix Jr. The Pac-12 is loaded. What we saw this year from the SEC in terms of quarterbacks for next year's draft, we're going to see it in the Pac-12 next year.
You know who I love? And he's not going to get love. The UCLA quarterback.
I got him as my number four guy. I got him second round grade.
I really like him.
But, since I've moved to Connecticut, you and I are kind of on the same page.
I know. That's scary. That's scary. We have certain tendencies, but not other tendencies.
I like the way you think there, too. Tons of starts. Tons of experience. Played in a pro-style offense with Chip Kelly.
I know.
He's got velocity for a smaller guy. He can move. I mean, if you put him in an offense similar to what we saw Shane Steichen do a year ago with Jalen Hurts, they remind me a ton of each other.
A lot of each other.
So I don't think he'll go in the second round. I think you'll get a steal with him maybe in the third, early fourth, and he can end up in a place where ultimately...
I'd love to see him in Baltimore.
So would I.
If you didn't have Lamar and you decided, I mean, maybe I'm overselling. I like what I saw. And I hope he gets an opportunity and he's not waiting on that third day. Before I let you go, Bijan Robinson should be taken where will be taken.
With his talent, he should be a top 10 pick easily. But the running back position is so devalued.
Yeah, but if I make him Deebo Samuel, now he's different. I got to make, if I'm a running back, I want to be going in as the hybrid. I want to be that kind of running back.
He is, but they still aren't willing to. Now, I will say this. Being able to draft a player because of the rookie salary cap and get a fifth-year option and most likely add a franchise tag, you may have him for 7 years on a limited amount of money.
Yes.
And if that's the way you're thinking and you think it's a piece, by all means. I have him going to the Dallas Cowboys around 26.
Yeah. He might go to the Falcons.
Yeah.
He might go up early.
Arthur Smith needs to do something. I don't know what he's got on Arthur Blank, but I've never seen a guy that's been so mediocre in his first 2 years. You know, just kind of just sliding by through everything. He better win this year. There's got to be a conversation around that.
He's Ryan Leaf. Always great to see you.
You too.
You make us smarter. His SiriusXM radio show, NFL, ESPNU, Pac-12 radio, and the podcast, Bust, the Ryan Leaf story, and working the draft, college football NFL analyst. Ryan Leaf, thank you, buddy.
Thanks
for stopping by. We'll take a break. Phone calls coming up after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Intelligence runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Ryan Leaf brought up some interesting points, including the money and how money changed him when he first got into the NFL, you got more money up front. And it changed him. And he thought he was better than everybody else, and he talked about that. And he had a run-in with the media that was caught on camera, and there's a lot of pressure that goes along with that, going that high in the draft, the expectation level, the money they're going to pay you. And if you are taking these quarterbacks high, we're under the impression that they're all ready to play in the NFL because they've been playing in a pro system, pro style since high school and then college. And then you get into the NFL, all right, you should be able to make that transition. And he brings up the Anthony Richardson situation. If you take him, then you must commit to not playing him right away. Because when you do it, the fans love new. They love shiny. And I'll go back to what Houston did when they took Steve McNair. They didn't play him for 3 years. And then when he was ready to play, he did. But you gotta be careful when you do that. The Bengals, Carson Palmer is going to join us tomorrow. The Bengals took him number one overall. Didn't play him his first year. But John Kitna went like 8-8 that year for the Bengals. You got to fight that urge that you're going to put somebody in and go, he's going to change our team. Yes, Ton.
And not being able to deal with or process failure. I thought that was the other second thing that he thought was really important beyond not being able to deal with a lot of money at a young age.
I think it's one of the most important traits. And the only reason why I say this is because somebody told me this is what they're looking for. What do you do after you've thrown a pick six? What do you do after you just got sacked? The next series, what do you do when you're getting your rear end handed to you? How do you play? How do you act? How do you interact with your teammates? Do you, shut it down? Do you get fired up? Do you get in people's faces? These are all the things that scouts have to look at and factor in because that's what the NFL is. You're not going to be playing, Ohio State against Indiana, and you get to sit back there and throw whatever you want to throw. There's no easy games here. Now, you're going to have failure. The question is how much and how do you react to that? Let's go around the room for best and worst of the weekend. Seton, I'm going to start with you. Best and worst of the weekend.
There are no best this weekend, Dan. My worst, LeBron.
He
didn't come
down
through for me. He really... Oh, you know what? No, actually, my best was... those guys exchanging phone numbers. I really thought.
Oh,
it was
the boxers.
Great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was really like, oh man, that's awesome.
Okay.
This dude just got his ribs broken in. And he's like, hey man, it's all good.
All right.
Let's go for coffee.
All right. Todd, best and worst of the week.
I'm going with a New York theme. Best, Knicks dominating the Cavs Friday night at MSG in Game 3, 99-79. First time all year in both the regular season and playoffs that a team was held under 80 points. Cavs just had 17 in the first, 15 in the second. Worst of the weekend, Nets scoring just 19 in the third and 15 in the fourth at home in an elimination game Saturday afternoon, swept by Philly.
All right, Marvin.
Best of the weekend, the Crypto.com employees. Kings game Friday night, Clippers Saturday, Lakers Saturday. Shout out to all those employees. They turned the rink into the court, turned the Clippers court into the Lakers court. They were busy all weekend. Other best of the weekend.
You're a man of the people.
I am. The former Knicks players, Latrell Sprewell, our boy Jamal Crawford, Bernard King, John Starks at the Knicks playoff games.
Larry Johnson,
great.
Paulie, best and worst.
I'm also going to throw in a little Nick. Josh Hart from the Knicks?
Yeah.
I don't know much about him. Didn't he go to Nova? He's had a nice career. Yeah. He started a little bit.
Yeah.
He's like Hall of Guys I Want on My Team.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he averages 15 points a game. He probably averaged like 11. Okay. But man, he's one of those just nice players, and he's having a good playoff series. The other story was the Pirates minor leaguer, Drew Maggi. He was in the minors for 13 years.
Great video.
33-year-old infielder.
Great video.
He's in Double A in Altoona, and they film his manager saying, hey, we're going to send someone up. And it's almost like for the first 10 seconds when he finds out I'm going to the majors, he was stunned. He's walking around. He can't answer. 13 years in the minors.
I don't know how you continue to do that without giving up. Unbelievable. All right. More phone calls coming up. Reggie Miller will join us coming up in about 25 minutes from now. Hope you'll join us in the final hour. In case you're wondering about the starting lineup, Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, and yours truly, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.